that might be spinning around. My belly might be shaking and my head might be spinning around. But there's one thing I know, I got my feet.
Welcome to part two of Queer Music Heritage. This is J.D. Doyle, and it's my May 2009 show, and it's a tribute to Karen Kane and features just a few of the many recordings she's produced and engineered over the years. I opened this part with Marcia Taylor doing her version of the Jenny Clemons song, Solid Ground. It's from Marcia's 1983 vinyl LP called Tender, for which she and Karen did the production and mixing together. There was just too much of the great interview Karen Kane gave me to fit into 1 hour, so here's a second one. I found over the years that if I've captured a part of our history, well, it would be a shame not to share it, so let's get back to it. Karen, I want to go back to 1977 and ask about Joanna Kasdan.
Well, in 1977, I was still learning, of course, but Joanna was bent on finding a woman engineer, and that was hard to find, but she found me. And this is before Walls to Roses, and I can't quite remember how the contact happened, but she contacted me, and yes, I'd love to do your first album. And the funny story is that I was so nervous about it that the first session went like this. She recorded a guitar track without singing on one track, and then she was going to sing to that guitar track on another track. And so I was so nervous about it that I put the vocal track in record, and I forgot to take the guitar track out of record. And so as the tape is rolling and she's waiting to hear the guitar to sing to, it's erasing the guitar. This, see, I'm glad I got those out of the way early. And after that, I calmed down and everything was fine. And I know that I was obsessive about trying to make the album sound as good as it could, because I felt like I was still really learning.
Yeah, like you owed it to her.
Absolutely. It was a great experience.
We drew our designs in the sand, played in the river all day. Now it's time to live out what we planned. Life's getting slower, but growing is here to stay. It's a sunny winter, people warm. An apple in the fire is a center in storm. Sunny winter, be of cheer. A whistle is a day and a circle is a year.
Unfortunately, there's so much to cover of Karen Kane's career that we're not going to have time to play full versions of all the songs. But that was a little bit of Sunny Winter from Joanna Kasdan's 1977 album, Hatching. What instruments do you play, and have you appeared on any recordings you've produced or engineered?
I actually did a flute part on, I believe, was that the, that was a Bright Morning Star album. I did a flute part. I don't really play flute anymore, but I think whatever I played seemed to work for the song. And I've played a little percussion here and there. I'm not bad at doing that. I play guitar. I play bass. But I don't, I feel like my instrument is the studio.
Okay, could you pick out the flute part on that intro? Karen's probably cringing that I dragged that song out of obscurity. That was just the intro of Vine and Fig Tree from the album called Horizon. Karen engineered two of the albums by the group Bright Morning Star. Some of the members of that group I've played before on QMH, like Marcia Taylor, George Fujinichi Shikar, and Charlie King.
How about Charlie King? Him I've met.
You've met Charlie.
Yes.
Well, there's no words to describe how wonderful of a human being he is. Yeah, Charlie King, incredible songwriter. And I had the fortunate experience of going on tour several times with Bright Morning Star, doing live sound. And I got to know all of them very, very well. You know, driving for hours and hours in a big school bus. You get to know people pretty darn well.
This is a song about an airplane trip that our bass player George took. And it's such an amazing paradigm of life in technological America, it demanded to be written into a song. And so we sing you George's Trip. The plane took off from Boston town, heading for Chicago just to fly it around, till the pilot said, we're heading for the ground, 'cause that old Skylab is a tumbling down. Oh, but they got it fixed, there ain't no doubt. Nobody knows what it's all about. Oh, it's just too bad that the news got out, 'cause they got it fixed right now. I am feeling calm, I am not disturbed. I listen very closely to the pilot's words, till he says he's landing that big silver bird smack dab in the middle of Harrisburg. Oh, but they got it fixed, there ain't no doubt. Nobody knows what it's all about. Oh, it's just too bad that the news leaked out, 'cause they got it fixed right now. Machine!
Karen I did the mixing on the 1979 album by Charlie King called Vaguely Reminiscent. That was a little of George's Trip. Charlie King has been recording for over 30 years, and I've shared in the past some of his songs dealing with gay issues. My regular listeners can pretty much assume that unless I say so, the artists I play are GLBT. Charlie King is straight, as is this next artist, Fred Small.
Fred Small is a delightful human being. He's just warm and calm. There was never any issues. He also, he hired John Curtis for a few albums to produce, and I learned a lot about production from John Curtis, because I was the engineer, John was the producer, and I learned a lot. And Fred knew how to pick his team. He researched it, and he hired John, he hired me, we hired the right studio, we hired the right musicians, and he just was pleasant all around, and so talented.
I much respect the work of Fred Small, and Karen worked on his first three albums. He's very well known for his support of the gay community, and has recorded a number of songs dealing with gay issues. One of his classics, recorded by many other people, is Everything Possible.
We have cleared off the table, the leftovers saved. Washed the dishes and put them away. I have told you a story and tucked you in tight at the end of your knockabout day. As the moon sets its sails to carry you to sleep over the midnight sea, I will sing you a song no one sang to me. May it keep you good company. You can be anybody you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads, and know I will love you still. You can live by yourself. You can gather friends around. You can choose one special one. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're done.
There are girls who grow up strong and bold. There are boys some race on ahead, some follow behind, some go in their own way and time. Some women love women, some men love men, some raise children, some never do. You can dream all the day.
By names, by taunts, by games, but seek out spirits true.
If you give your friends the best part of yourself, they will give the same back to you.
can live by yourself. You can gather friends around. You can choose one special one. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're gone.
From Fred Small's No Limit album from 1985, that was Everything Possible. And also singing on that track was Priscilla Herdman. Can you tell me about working with Nancy Tucker?
Oh, Nancy Tucker. I guess she recorded an album in her home state and then brought it to me to mix, is my memory. And Nancy Tucker is one of the funniest human beings on the planet. We laughed the entire time, and there's nothing more wonderful than doing your work and laughing. And so we had a wonderful time together. Pretty memorable.
The album was A Little Stronger from 83.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And from that album is the song Heaven is Gaining Altitude.
What do I do with all these feelings for you? My heart is so helpless this time. But I'm feeling so sure that you're the one I adore, and I know that line didn't rhyme. I want to hold you in the living room morning, night, and afternoon, even though I might be late. And in the summer, be your lover, or maybe we'll just relate intellectually. I feel like I'm floating on a river, a river of warm, fuzzy clouds. And I want to know what you're thinking every time you crinkle your eyebrows. La 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 la. That was Joni Mitchell. Didn't know that it would be easy, it would be so easy to care. And I wanna take off my sneakers and run barefoot through your hair. What do I do with all this love I have for you? I'm feeling like a field of corn. I'm lost in your eyes, I'm getting used to the sunrise, smiling in the kitchen in the morning. You with your potatoes, scrambled eggs and orange juice, me with my indecision. Watching the pigeons dancing on the neighbor's roof, listening to music till we leave to go our separate ways. Until we meet again, what can I say? But what do I do with all these feelings for you? What do I do with all this love I have for you?
One obscure album I have in my collection is by Susan Graetz.
Susan Graetz, unfortunately, is no longer with us. Susan Graetz was a very raw folky, meaning that she didn't have like an amazing voice or incredible guitar or banjo talent, but she wanted to make her music heard. And I was really honored to do her album.
And her lyrics were very out of the closet.
Yes, they were.
Which I love.
Of course. Yes, of course. She was a raw talent, and we became very good friends.
Well, there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. As I wander around the town, as I'm walking down the street, I seem to always fall in love with half of the women I meet. And there's more pretty girls than one, more pretty girls than one. Every town I ramble round, there's more pretty girls than one. We often
Sometimes we even touch. I never cease to be amazed that I can love so much. And there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Every town I ramble round, there's more pretty girls than one. Well, loving just can't be a sin. You can love without being wed. And every time you fall in love, you don't have to land in bed. And there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Every town I ramble round, there's more pretty girls than one. I found lots of love so far. There's lots more love in store. 'Cause love is something, if you give it away, you end up having more. And there's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one.
Susan Grates from her only album from 1984 called Somewhere Between. And of course, that song was called More Pretty Girls Than One. An artist who I think is delightful is Suede, and you worked on her first album.
Yes, I did. Yes. I met Suede at Michigan, just walking around, and we had this conversation where she loved singing but didn't write any songs. And that was what was stopping her from making an album. And I think I encouraged her and got her hyped up about it, about doing an album. And so then she, all of those songs on that album are other people.
Yeah, well, how many songs does Streisand write?
Good point. Very good point. Exactly. So I believe that's why I encouraged her. It's like, you don't need to write songs. Right. How many songs does Celine Dion write?
Did Elvis write?
Yeah. I do a lot of first albums for people, which I enjoy a lot, because I love helping to develop an artist. And I feel like Suede just, she did that album and took off from there. It was wonderful to see. And another incredible laughing every minute during that session.
I met her in 1994 in Houston. She was doing a Pride Fest show, and I got her off to the side, and we just had a wonderful conversation.
Yeah, she's great. She's great.
From Suede's debut album in 1988, called Easily Suede, is what I think is a classic song. It was written by John Calvey and speaks to those people who are still in the closet and for whatever reasons feel they can't come out. It's called The Ones Who Aren't Here.
I'm thinking about who aren't here and won't be coming in late. Home all alone with a family and won't be coming out tonight. Wish I could know.
Me and everyone change.
the hugs and the tears when they show you their hearts, but some never speak again. Every part of the wheel can't bear the kiln, and
one of your live projects that ended up on disc is For Therese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. God, you just sparked the memory of that. I hadn't thought about that in years. I believe I went to Cincinnati for that.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. And
we're talking about Therese Adell.
Correct. And each performer did a Therese song. And yes, it was a live concert that I recorded, and I did quite a lot of that. I did the Dyketones, Judy Fiel was live recording. What I remember from that is there was some equipment that we rented that was not working. And I believe that I was troubleshooting to figure out what was wrong, and here's another sort of sexist thing. I called the guy and said, listen, this isn't working, and it's because of whatever it was. And he was like, that's not possible, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, you come on over here. And he did, and sure enough, yes, it was that. And I remember, like, only having, like, minutes before the show started where I pulled together the recording.
And from the 1990 tribute album For Therese is one of her much-loved songs, Good Friends Are the Best, done this time by Muse, Cincinnati's women's choir.
Good friends are the best. We didn't say old friends, age is not the test. It happens to be we all are old friends, but good friends are the best. Good friends are the best.
Good pets are the best. We didn't say felines, cats are not the test. It happens to be we all.
And here's another live concert project produced by Karen by a not-too-well-known act called You Gotta Wanna.
Oh, three incredible voices. Live concert, that's right. Did a show, and we mixed it at a studio, this great studio that had a pool, and oh, it was a lot of fun. Another lots of laughs session. Those are great girls. Great singers.
The trio that called themselves You Gotta Wanna unfortunately only released one album, You Gotta Wanna Live, in 1993. It was hard picking which song by them to play, as the album includes some very touching songs, as well as some that are very funny. But I picked a song I already loved, Moonflower. Some of you may know Teresa Dale's gorgeous recording of the Annie Dinnerman song. Here it is by You Gotta Wanna.
When the moonflower shines, it's a moment in time that will surely take your breath away. Emma was a friend of my mama's when I told my age by holding up fingers. Years are gone, but the memory lingers of the night when I learned who she really was. For Emma had a nurturing nature. She was aware of, took care of the future. Day by day, for a family who loved her, Emma sustained them. Emma maintained a home. Some women cry for the times gone by, and some watch the seasons turn. They know the secrets a girl must learn to bloom and grow like the moonflower. I've been waiting all spring and all winter, oh Emma, I've been waiting since that night last May. When the moonflower shines, it's a moment in time that will surely take your breath away. Emma knew the knack of believing. She showed me her secret one starry evening. There she said, is the pay for my patience. Come see how fragile, how fragrant. And ain't it nice that you're here when they come, dear? Bees only bloom one night every summer. Then she fell silent, held by their wisdom. Moonflowers calmed her, moonflowers warmed her soul. In a moment gone too soon, Emma outshone the opal moon. In my memory's eye, her beauty glows, and the moonflowers have a light all their own. I've been waiting all spring and all winter, oh Emma, I've been waiting since that night last May. When the moonflower shines, it's a moment in time that will surely take your breath away. When the moonflower shines, it's a moment in time that will surely, surely take your breath away.
Another favorite act of mine is Wishing Chair, and you did their first album.
I did their first album, yes, and they have really taken off, haven't they?
I love their work.
Yeah, they're really good. Incredibly talented.
How was that first recording experience with them?
The only thing difficult about it was they came to Toronto to do the recording, and they weren't familiar with the musicians, and it, you know, it took a while to figure out how to proceed with arrangements and instruments, and but it came off really well. And then they brought me to Nashville to mix the album. That was a great experience.
Yeah. Ooh.
That was the song Sometimes from the first album by Wishing Chair, Singing with the Red Wolves from 1996. And you did a couple albums with Ember Swift.
Yes, her first and second one.
She is so talented.
Yes. Yes, she is incredible. Yep. I don't even have words to describe how wonderful she is. Personally and musically.
I saw Ember Swift perform at the Out Music Awards in 2005, and she was amazing. From her 1999 album, Permanent Marker, is the song Quickly.
Find it. be? Wouldn't that be nice?
Just a taste of the talent of Ember Swift. In our emails, I asked you to point out some memorable projects, and you mentioned Vicki Blankenship.
Oh, yes. The nice thing about Vic is that, you know, I moved to Wilmington, North Carolina in 2002 and with my current partner. And with Vicki helped me kind of get going in this area because she lived here as well. One of the things that was memorable is that Vicki is struggling with some health issues. And watching Vicki take her life by her hands and say, I need to do music in order to live. And she's still going. And she has some pretty challenging health issues. And so doing those albums with her, I did her 2 albums, was a success story in someone who really needed to do their passion in order to keep living.
If I would say to you, I'm going to play one of her songs, tell me which one to play.
My favorite, I think, out of all of them is Feels Good Home. I love that song. Yeah, it's one of my favorites of her. She's a very good songwriter.
A perfect intro. From her 2005 album, Horizons, here's Vicki Blankenship and the song, Feels Good Home.
It's been a long day on the road. I passed 500 yellow lines. It sang my heart out. shore tastes so fine. Gonna play a little blues. Well, I just strolled down Bourbon Street and I'm heading to Preservation Hall. Lord, those old timers never slow down. They stay up all night long.
Talk about Alex Olson.
Oh, Alex Olson and her gang nearly killed me. Here I am. Alex Olson, you know, at the time of doing the album in 03, you know, was 27 or so, you know, and I was like, whatever I was then, 52. And we all met in Woodstock to do this record. The energy level of all of them was hard to keep up with for me. I mean, I would do it again and again with her because she's just so incredible. And I was staying upstairs in a loft above the studio. And so they're in there playing around till 3, 4, 5 in the morning. I can't really sleep, you know. I get up the next day and they're like, oh, look what we did last night. It was an amazing experience. Ember was there and Lyndall was there. The person who plays, Lyndall Montgomery, who plays with.
She's terrific.
Ember. Yeah, she's an incredible musician. And Pamela Means was there. And Chris Perica was there.
And the album we're talking about, Independence Meal, was really a different type of album to gain such popularity so fast.
Well, that's because Alex is incredibly special with what she does. And the nice thing about that album is it was very spontaneous. A lot of the music that's behind what she's doing was arranged on the spot. She was in a separate room, and the musicians were in the bigger room, and they would react off of her. her first album was done where the music, I think, was she would do her spoken word, and then they put music to it. And I felt that I wanted to have something that was the musicians reacting.
More interactive.
Exactly. And to my ears, it was very successful.
That's not the sort of thing that I would have thought I would ever like, but I really respect that album.
Uh-huh. Well, a lot of people say that. It's like a spoken word album? How many times can you listen to that? Is the feeling that a lot of people have, but it's musical. The album is musical.
And she's so sweet.
She is. Oh my God. She is an incredibly sweet human being. I see her every year at Michigan.
You always wanted a bedtime poem. Maybe this will be the one that will finally make you cry. It's about this little rose, snipped in the bud, washed clear of its mud, and hung out to dry. And she recalls the moment she was given, the sweet water she sat in, how it evaporated round the centerpiece that she was clad in. So phase one of the story is ranting and shrieking about just how much you've intolerably screwed her, rendering her uncharacteristically crabby, free-floating and gabbing, all top 40 style sapping. Oh, how she used me. And I guess she never got what it meant to be just completely burned, flirting shirtless and uninsured with a smiling sun. And this time was the first that her skin came undone. See, possession is 9/10 of the law, but they fought to undo it. They swore they'd play ruleless. You were fined for foul play. She handcuffed you at briefless. And now she's looking over her shoulder for her power. A crime dog. A diagram. This time it seems like she is on her own, pounding her fist on this podium of indignance, echoing out for a jury of one. Now their love will always be a little half-broken Humpty Dumpty on the ledge in her head. And it was Che Marega who said, to assess the damage is a dangerous act. I guess she just thought your pact was to fall and break together. So she's beginning to think, maybe that's okay. Phase two of this pain is just getting out of its way. So each night now is quiet and tired. Fuck you. And the ceiling tiles just laugh back, so glad they're not who she is speaking to. And tonight she perched on her old Brooklyn stoop, watched the fireflies fade to flicker. Bright prisoners, life sentenced to a little glass cup. Children taught things are more precious, all canned and bottled up. Well, that was never her style. She never jarred to protect. Beauty barred and unbreathing kind of ruins the effect. So she will love and love free. She will live and live hard. There'll be some story she is telling in some summer night backyard. You always wanted a bedtime poem. Maybe this will be the one that'll finally make you cry.
That song was Bedtime Poem from Alex Olson's wonderful 2003 album, Independence Meal. And I think you might have noticed why I moved that song from the broadcast version of my show, subject to FCC regulations, to the Internet. On part one of this show, I promised you another example of what Karen can do to a raw track by an artist.
Amy Lashley is from Atlanta. She's new to the scene, and she's doing quite well for herself. I talked a little bit before, I really like to take newer artists and help to shape them and develop them. And I feel like I really did that with Amy. And the demo I sent you is a song called One Plus One. And so there's just her and her guitar. And that's all I had to work with. So I'd sit and I'd listen to it. And I would try to get inspired about how I would want it to sound. So the album version, especially in the chorus part, there's this George Martin-esque cello plucking that's going on. And the most important thing to me when I work with an artist is to maintain the integrity of their songs. So many people have been unhappy with people who take their songs and overproduce them or just destroy the integrity of the song. And I pay attention to that a lot. And I feel like with Amy, I took all of her songs and created a tapestry around her and gave her the support that she needed.
Let's see how that turned out.
Open your eyes, tell me, what do you see? Is it the same every day, boring reality? Open your eyes, can you see outside? And is it scary or maybe a little interesting? Like 1 + 1, it equals the sky on fire, it equals silence and roars, it equals sadness disguised in shining hope. It equals, it equals, it equals, open your eyes.
And wait till you hear the difference. The song is called 1 + 1 and is by Amy Lashley from her 2008 album, For What It's Worth. What is the most challenging part of your work?
The most challenging? Well, hard to pick one thing. It's all challenging in sort of a wonderful way. But I think the mixing process is the most challenging, especially if there's no budget for working in a great mixing studio. A lot of people are using all kinds of home studios. I have one myself, and I'm doing mixing in it. And I don't really have trouble mixing there, but it took me a while to get used to it after being in studios for so many years. So I think that that is the most challenging. Getting the tracks recorded is definitely easier than the mixing process.
And I can attest that recording an interview is definitely easier than editing one. An impossible question. What has been your most memorable recording session?
Oh, that is, that's, damn you.
I know.
That's, oh God, the most memorable recording session. Wow. Oh, boy. I don't know if I can answer it.
What flashed into your mind when you heard the question?
Well, when I heard the question, I flashed back to my earlier roots because of my, just my whole experience in Boston with everybody. So I flashed to everybody, you know, Robert Gass and those sessions and Kay Gardner and Maxine, all of them. To pick one out of them, really hard. Really hard.
I know.
You had to ask.
Well, of course.
Of course you did.
This is J.D. Doyle, and it's time to finish up part two of my tribute to the work of Karen Kane. And again, thanks for listening. And I've got a side comment. I've experienced this once before when I interviewed Trett Fury. Here I am, this kind of self-taught novice, just playing with editing programs, editing an interview with an expert engineer about her own work. Yikes. That's kind of daunting. Trett said I did fine, which I thought was very generous. I hope Karen is pleased as well. I want to close with another song by Fred Small from an album engineered by Karen, one of three she did for him. This time the album is The Heart of the Appaloosa from 1991, and I've picked another one of Fred's gay-themed songs. It's called Annie.
Annie's up at 7 on a work day, brewing up a cup of peppermint tea, gathering her papers and lesson plans. She grabs her keys, teaching arithmetic and Africa, geology and girls basketball. All the kids in her class will tell you she's the best, but she's heard other teachers in the hall saying what we gonna do about Annie. Pretty girl like her shouldn't be alone. She took our advice, dressed up real nice. She'd find a man to take her home. Mondays come questions of couples. Where and with whom did you go? Avoiding the personal pronoun, she hopes it doesn't show. Shopping with her lover in the city, two women hold hands, don't get a stare. If the kids at school knew, what would they do? Would they hate her? Why should they care? Tell me what we gonna do about Annie. Pretty girl like her shouldn't be alone. She took our advice, dressed up real nice. She'd find a man to take her home. Never getting too close to a student, never letting out too much of her life, keeping her delights and disappointments tucked out of sight. Annie takes herself to the Christmas party. The principal whispers with a smile, you're vivacious and bright. If you play your cards right, there's some men here tonight worth your while. Thinking what we gonna do about Annie. Pretty girl like her shouldn't be alone. If she took our advice, dressed up real nice, she'd find a man to take her home. Work that you love is hard to come by. Kids she could never bear to lose. So she makes conversation out of silences and half-truths. But at night by the fire with her lover,
She looks out at the wind-driven snow and imagines the day when she'll look in their faces and tell everybody she knows. She'll tell them, don't you worry about Annie. She don't lie awake and crying. Got love to fill her heart. Flowers growing in the garden. Annie's doing just fine. Don't you worry about Annie. She don't lie awake and pine. Got love to fill her heart. Flowers growing in the garden. Annie's doing just fine.